Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, July 11th, 2025. And Christy Fowler from Belfast Flying Shoes is here with several ways that you can get up on your feet and move around this summer.
Hi there. I'm Christy Fowler, and I'm the director of Belfast Flying Shoes, which is a local arts nonprofit founded in 2005 over here in Belfast. Our mission is to build community and cultivate well-being through the joy of traditional music and dance for people of all backgrounds and identities here in Midcoast Maine. We're pretty psyched to have a diverse palette of programs for the general public, like dances, workshops, concerts. We have a weekly radio hour here on WBFY-LP, which is kind of like a sister station to WERU over here in Belfast. And we have a podcast that features contradance musicians. We also have some programs that bring music, dance, movement, and song to special groups of people, including older adults, incarcerated men, and students and staff at schools, mostly locally. But today, I am sharing information about three special programs, all of which are partnerships and all of which are public dances. We have an ongoing collaboration with the Rockport Opera House and the town of Rockport. We're doing a summer sunshine dance tonight at the Rockport Opera House. The all-comers band will warm up with Molly Gawler at 6 o'clock. The community dance starts at 6:30. I'll be calling that. And the Contras are at 8 o'clock with a new to Flying Shoes, but certainly well-enjoyed in this area caller, Liz Nelson. Liz is really a kindred spirit. She builds community and she beams all the while. She's just got a great smile. Anyway, the music will also be amazing. Dance Panther are main favorites, and that's Alden Robinson, Glenn Loper, and Bethany Wakeman. The second collaboration is one that started in 2018 with the Belfast Parks and Recreation Department. We did these dances that we called Dancing in the Park, which, yes, it's a little nod to the rocker for the working class, Bruce Springsteen. But anyway, we had these dances in public places all over Belfast, from City Park way out to City Point train station. It was really a blast, but eventually, we just decided to focus on the most popular venue, which was the Armistice Footbridge. It's over the Passagusawakeg River, Belfast and Penobscot Bay, there's sunset, sparkling water, people fishing, bemused pedestrians, sometimes even the fragrance of mudflats. You know, what's not to love? So that dance is happening Tuesday, July 15th, starting at 6:30 with the all-comers band warming up, with the leaders, who are sibling musicians who grew up going to Flying Shoes dances, Willie and Moon Clementson. And then the dancing will start around 7 p.m. That's a free-to-the-public dance. Of course, we accept donations. And then finally, we have a brand new partnership this year with the Cushing Historical Society. They reached out to see about doing a couple of dances as part of their Arts in the Barn series. And that's on Hathorn Point Road in Cushing. And of course, we said yes. So our first Arts in the Barn dance is Saturday, July 19th, and I'll be calling that dance with Henry Road, which is another beloved Maine band, and that is John Peranio on fiddle, Glenn Loper on guitar, and banjo and mandolin, and Toki Oshima on guitar. And that dance is 4 to 7, and it features what the Arts in the Barn folks call a groaning board. You can look it up. I did. I think it has to do with food and not some weird, mystical, haunted piece of lumber. Anyway, I know that's a lot of information, but all the details are at belfastflyingshoes.org. So you can look them up and get the scoop on where to go and when. I guess I'll just close with the fact that we are so grateful for all of our partnerships, including our nonprofit business membership with WERU. I'm sure listeners could agree that in any time, collaboration is crucial, and especially in these times, a rising tide lifts all boats. So if anyone out there wants to see who partners with us or wants to check in with us about future partnerships, please reach out. And Amy, thank you for all that you and everyone at the station do to build community.
Likewise, Chrissy Fowler and Belfast Flying Shoes. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, have a good weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.